Virgin Radio, good morning on the Chris Fade Show. I got an Instagram inbox just before the end of last year, and I said, we want to make this happen. I wanted to make sure that you guys come on the show because I think it's really important. I've got Yumna, who is the mother of 10-year-old Lynn. Little Lynn has, she's an amazing little...
Oh, yeah.
I've just met Lynn a couple of minutes ago. Lynn, good morning, beautiful.
Hi,
you are so. Can I just say you are so cute?
You know, this little ray of sunshine that's walked into our studio. You're so cute.
Mum's recording this. Hi, Mum, put the phone. We're recording it for you. You're live, are you?
No.
You want to see you? I want to really talk to you, Mum. Yumna, thank you, first of all, for reaching out here.
Thank you for having us.
Your gorgeous little girl, and I know that she's next to me. I'm going to talk to more to Lynn, is diagnosed with a very rare disease called, the layman terms, man-on-fire syndrome.
Yes.
You found out this 2 years ago?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she's the only person in the Middle East that actually suffers from this rare disease called man-on-fire syndrome, which is erythromelalgia.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to spell it. It's erythromelalgia. Mm-hmm.
And
so,
what is it? What is going on with beautiful 10-year-old Lynn?
Yeah. Well, 2 years ago, she started having this painful flares in her hands and her feet, and nobody could find out what was it, what's causing it. So we had to travel to the U.S. and she was diagnosed with this rare disease and causes her to burn alive in her own skin. So, yeah, it's been very life-changing for her. It's been very limiting. It's triggered by movement, by sleep, by eat, by showering.
So it can happen at any time?
Yes, it happens daily. She has daily flares, especially in the morning and in the evening. She had one right before we came. So,
and how long do they last for?
Sometimes they last for a very long time. Sometimes they last for a few minutes.
Like when you say a long time, like an hour, or are we talking like...
Sometimes hours.
Hours.
Sometimes days. Yeah.
Days.
And
yeah.
You don't know what the trigger is. They don't know what the trigger is, or...
They don't know the cause behind her trigger. It's not genetic for her. In her case, it's not genetic. It's idiopathic. But in Lynn's case, heat and movement are really her first triggers.
Okay.
Sleeping is a trigger. So any heat change, like if she showers, if she swims, that causes the temperature of her body to fluctuate, and that triggers her flares. Stress, any emotional stress or excitement causes her to flare as well. So it's daily.
Lynn, when you started feeling this, you just didn't know what was going on. Did you just say, "Mom, Dad, I'm hurting"?
Yeah, more or less. It feels like you're holding fire, and like you're walking on pins and needles.
Oh, my darling. And is there, when she's going through such an episode, is there anything to make it feel better or go away, or just, I mean, I don't know.
How do you manage it?
So basically we have to cool her down. So she lives in her room and the AC is always on 20 degrees. And when she gets a flare, we use ice packs. We try to levitate her feet or her hands just to help the blood to go down. That's basically what we can do. Pain medication doesn't really help.
Any cure? Anything?
There's no cure.
Doctor saying that there is no cure.
There's no cure. There's no effective treatment. Even morphine is not very effective in her case. So there's been some suggestions of lidocaine infusion, but that's not even guaranteed. So it's a very, very painful disease.
Have you met other people around the world with this?
Yes, we've met a family in Boston where she got her diagnosis.
Oh, okay.
We've met another boy around her age. His name is Sebastian. Mm-hmm. We're on a support group on Facebook. The occurrence is 1 in 100,000. So it's very rare. In the Arab world and Middle East, we don't know of any other registered case but Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're trying to raise awareness about it, try to find others who have the same case. And that's why we launched the Red Hand Challenge.
Yes, so that campaign's been going all around the region, right?
Yes.
So what is the Red Hand campaign?
So Lynn came up with it.
Tell us. Everybody in their cars right now, wherever you are listening to us here on the Chris Fade Show, what our 10-year-old little Lynn's going to tell us right now, I want us all to do.
Yes.
Okay, so tell us what we're doing.
Okay, so because my hands and feet turn red, they burn. We can't use fire, and we can't use Tabasco sauce or anything like that because that's dangerous. So instead, we're going to use red paint or ketchup or anything that's red, and we're going to paint our hands mm-hmm. and stamp them.
Mm-hmm.
And
post it on any Instagram.
Yeah. And what's the hashtag?
Any social. It's Red Hand Challenge.
Okay.
And that's one hashtag. And Girl on Fire, that's mm-hmm. Lynn. And my Instagram handle is The Firefighter Mom.
Okay. So this is what we're all going to do right now for Lynn. And I know that we're a big family here in the UAE, and especially our Virgin family that we have. I want to ask you over the next 24 to 48 hours, I know some of you can't do it immediately, go and get some red paint wherever you get it from, go get it. You're going to stamp your hand on a paper plate or a piece of paper. You're going to write on that hashtag Red Hand Challenge, hashtag Girl on Fire. You're going to post it up on your Instagram. All right, you will do that. I know you will do that. We're going to do that right now. Have we got paint in the studio? Did you guys, have we got some paint?
I got some. All right. Yeah.
We're all going to do it here at Virgin Radio. Yeah. We're all going to post it up there as well. Red Hand Challenge is your hashtag. Girl on Fire. And you can tag Mum, which is The Firefighter Mum. I as a father, I know Rossi and I, we're both fathers, and I know that your husband is in the other room right now.
Yes.
We are sending as much support and strength to you. Lynn, you are amazing. Do you know this?
Yeah.
I know you got really excited to come into the Virgin Studios this morning.
Yeah,
and I just want to say you can come here whenever you want.
Oh wow.
All right, this is your little home. If you want to come and hang out over a weekend, or you want to come and bring some of your friends, you let us know and you can come out here.
Be careful, she's homeschooled, so she might be here every day.
she can come through.
What would you like to be when you grow up, Lynn?
I'm not sure.
She's
very intelligent.
She has a few talents.
Yeah.
She sings opera for
what?
One. And she paints. She won the rare artist disease artist competition last
Man,
year.
You're amazing,
yeah,
Lynn.
She won first place.
And if anyone listening thinks that, you know, they may be able to help out in this situation, yeah, feel free to send us a message at 4008 or use the free Virgin Radio app. I don't know, maybe you know someone or there's something in the back of your head that you think may assist in this situation. Feel free to get in contact with us and I'll put you directly in touch with Yumna Mother. Thank you, darling, for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Doing
Chris.
A great job.
Thank you, Rossi. Thank you, Pretty. Thank you so much for having us.
Lynn, we love you. Yes. Good work, all right?
Thank
all right?
you. Thanks.